So the weather's warming, and the sun is staying out longer, so you might be in the mood for some lighter drinking. Maggie Hoffman's written a terrific new cocktail book that's all about forgetting those, you know, those complex, like, four liquor potions that bartenders are so into now, and it's full of ideas for just grabbing that one bottle of whatever you have, getting some fruit or herbs or, you know, stuff that's ready in your fridge, and mixing up something that's fresh and delicious and didn't cost you a car payment to stock up for. Our friend Shauna Seaver talked with Maggie about her book and some of her favorite spring drinks from it.
Hi, Maggie. Thanks so much for talking with us.
I'm so happy to be here.
Now, I love a craft cocktail at a beautiful bar, but I do consider myself a bit of a cheap date when it comes to actually stocking my own liquor cabinet at home because it seems daunting and kind of expensive, which is why I fell in love with your book. So tell us about the idea behind One Bottle Cocktail.
Well, you know, I think you're right that when you go to a bar, you're there for the whole show. And bartenders today are really excited about all the new things they can get, and there's a bunch of cool importers bringing in historical and rare cocktail ingredients, and they can make you something so fantastic. And then they can make it again for 100 more people, so it's worth it for them to have those ingredients. But, you know, there's never been a time where what you can get in a bar has been further from what you actually want to make at home. You also don't want to test out a drink that's going to cost you $75 to make. If you buy a bottle of green chartreuse, it's going to run you $35, and that vermouth is another $15, and plus your spirit. And pretty soon, a three-ingredient cocktail costs you $75. So the idea is to take that expense out, which means you can have a little more fun and experiment a little more. And so I sent bartenders to the grocery store, and I kind of had them tie their hands behind their backs. They couldn't use their back bar. They couldn't use the crazy collection of liqueurs because every drink in this book has no vermouth, no bitters, no liqueurs, just a single spirit. And these bartenders, I worked with about 70 bartenders to put these together. These bartenders tried to think about how they could add the flavors, the savory flavors, the bitter flavors, all the flavors that can team up to make a balanced drink from a spirit or liqueur or bitters, how to create those using just the pantry and just fresh ingredients you'd get at the grocery store. So they use herbs like tarragon instead of using an herbal liqueur, and they use oolong tea and jasmine tea and a lot of these things that you would use with food, marmalade and fig preserves, and these things can add complex flavor and even the bitterness you really need to balance a cocktail.
But the main ingredient of all of these cocktails is just one spirit at a time, right? So you've the chapter breakdown is one spirit per chapter.
Right. So you have, say, 10 gin drinks, and then at the back of the gin chapter, when you've made all of those drinks, you made the one with figs, and you've made the one with lemongrass, and maybe you've made the one with cucumbers and rose water, and there's one that uses coconut and rice milk. Some really cool things. When you get to the back, there's a section called bonus drinks, which has more gin drinks. And the way this happened is that each of these drinks has a single spirit. So it was designed for tequila, or it was designed for vodka, or designed for bourbon. And as the bartenders were sending these recipes to me, they'd say, well, this is a tequila drink, but you might also try it with gin, because tequila has an herbal character that isn't actually that different in some ways to gin. Maybe they're cousins. Or they'd say, this is a bourbon drink, but maybe try it with rum. And so I tested all of the drinks again using all different spirits, and the ones that really worked are listed in that back section.
Now, it sounds like you got quite a few enthusiastic responses from bartenders, but I'm curious if there were any bartenders that rejected this idea of only using one spirit in a cocktail.
Completely. I had a few angry messages saying, you know, these aren't cocktails. The traditional definition of a cocktail is that you have your spirit, say it's rye whiskey, and you have a sweetener, could be a sugar cube, and you have bitters. And sometimes you'd have a liqueur to sweeten it, but at the very least, you're supposed to have this sweetener and bitters. And so they said, these aren't cocktails. I don't work this way. But I think I want to welcome people to expand the definition of cocktails and say, yes, you have your spirit and then you have something that's bitter. And so the clever thing that the bartenders in this book did is come up with different solutions. So one of the drinks you shake with a few grapefruit peels, a few grapefruit twists, and the oil from the outside of the grapefruit does that bitter thing and cuts the sweetness of the drink. So it's quite tart and bitter and really refreshing. There's another bartender who made a syrup with radicchio, which just blew my mind. But of course, radicchio has this sort of sweet vegetal flavor and also some bitterness. And he added rosemary and grapefruit peel as well. And you end up almost with something like the Italian liqueur Cynar, which is very popular. It's very delicious. I love it. But when you can't use that, you can DIY. And anyone who's comfortable in the kitchen, anyone who's comfortable making tea can make these things.
It's nice to have a cocktail book that encourages you to play, I think, in a way that other cocktail books don't. So let me ask you this. Even if my home bar isn't very stocked, I usually have, say, a bottle of vodka rattling around in the freezer. What kind of drink should I be making this spring with that vodka that I already have?
Oh, lots of fun things. You know, I think we still have really good citrus. And one of my favorites is from Sarah Rosner, who's in Washington, D.C. And she uses tangerine juice or mandarin orange juice and lemon together with turmeric and club soda. And that with a little honey and vodka is really delicious. And if you have gin instead of vodka, you can do that. Another one that I love is a sort of light take on the Bloody Mary that is from Matthew McKinley Campbell, who's out here in the Bay Area. And what he has you do is take cherry tomatoes, which, you know, are pretty decent year-round, and you put them in the blender with fresh pineapple and a little bit of the adobo sauce from a can of chipotles and some fresh cilantro and lime juice and a little agave, a pinch of salt. And you blend all these things together in your blender until they're smooth. And then you strain it and you have this really light, spicy, fruity, slightly savory, basically Bloody Mary mix. And what's fun about this is you don't throw away the solids in your strainer after you've strained it. You take the liquid, put it in your fridge. You're going to mix it half and half with vodka. It's also really good with reposado tequila. But you take the solids and put them in a bowl. And what you have with that cilantro and the pineapple and the cherry tomatoes is a really nice salsa, which you can serve on the side. So that kind of pulls double duty.
Oh, that's really fun. I'm going to be trying that tonight, probably. Well, thank you so much, Maggie. It was a pleasure talking to you. And cheers.
Cheers.
Maggie Hoffman is the author of The One Bottle Cocktail. Shauna Seaver's latest book is called Real Sweet. And Maggie left us with a whole clutch of recipes. You can find her Gin Rocket, The Desert Sunset, and this little strawberry yogurt and gin guy called The Slippery When Wet. And you can find those at splendidtable.org.